Hello and welcome to this week's Journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Madalina Chobanu, and in today's episode, we will be talking about the importance of mentorship for women journalists and the work that is being done in this space by an organization called the Coalition for Women in Journalism. The Coalition for Women in Journalism is a not-for-profit initiative that launched in March 2017 to foster guidance and camaraderie for female journalists around the globe. The network connects experienced journalists with female correspondents and freelancers who can apply for mentorship if they have an assignment that requires them to travel to a new country, for example, or if they are looking for the expertise of a local established reporter. The coalition offers guidance in seven languages in countries around the world, including parts of South Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East. It was started by Kira Nazish, based on her experience of 15 years as a journalist covering issues in South Asia and the Middle East. Here is Kiran explaining the types of support the network offers to female reporters.
There are two different types of mentorships that we offer. One is for foreign correspondents, so essentially women who are freelancing and going in other countries and working as freelance journalists. We offer mentorship to them through our global network of mentors who, you know, these are essentially journalists who have worked for several years based out of one region or have been covering a specific kind of beat in different countries. For example, we have mentors who are based in Turkey and Iraq and India who, you know, these are essentially mentors who will really understand the country so they can help you mentor according to those countries. Then we have mentorships that are according to beat. So like, for example, if you're a health reporter or a development reporter or an environment reporter and you've worked in several countries around the world doing that kind of reporting, then, you know, you could also become a mentor in that specific field, which would cover different regions. And the other mentorship is for local journalists who say, for example, Mexican journalists who do not speak English or Afghan journalists who speak only Dari, Persian, and they do not speak English. So we have mentors who are locally working in those countries and can help local journalists getting around in the field.
The network has a few application cycles every year, with the next one opening in January 2018. There are no set rules for applying, as the mentor and the type of support successful applicants receive varies according to the nature of their work, the beat they are covering, and whether they are seeking short or long-term mentorship.
That freelancers work in a very inconsistent environment. There are no set systematic organizational structure that helps or supports freelancers. We have groups that do sporadic kind of things to help freelancers. We have people who, you know, like organizations that have been set up to ensure that freelancers get some sort of rights and all of that. But the entire system, the ecosystem of how freelancers work is very sporadic. And it depends on, you know, which publication you're working with, depends on what kind of editor you're working with and your personal relationship with the editor. So essentially, if you are a freelancer who's really been doing well with working with good organizations and good editors, then your right, you know, is reasonably better than a freelancer who goes and starts covering a new country or wants to explore new publications or wants to expand their career, right? So what we do, it is very relative to the applicant, how we help. Essentially, mentorship is in itself a very relative process with every individual. It depends on the needs of the individual. If you are already established, you have specific mentorship needs where you need guidance on, say, pitching an editor, a new editor, or working with a new publication, then your mentorship will revolve around that query, right? Whatever your requirement is. If you are somebody who has spent a few years but you're reasonably new in a field, then what you would need from a mentor is different. So mentorship is something, it's a very personal relationship between a mentor and the fellow, and whatever the requirements are of the fellow, we try to find the best mentor that fits those requirements, and then the relationship goes on for a few weeks or a few months.
The support offered by the coalition is not aimed at journalists who are just starting out in the field. Instead, it is meant as a way of helping established female reporters with some years of experience under their belt who may have hit a roadblock in their career or who are not progressing in the way they would like to.
If you're in trouble with getting around doing your work, then you obviously need a mentor. So it's not like a fellowship application. It's not, you don't have to be, you know, cutthroat and be very successful in doing what you're doing already, but you do need to have spend a few years doing your reporting. We do not offer mentorship to early career journalists simply because, and it's very important to explain this, that we don't do it for early career journalists because they are starting off. So these are essentially people who may be likely to figure out what they want to do and what kind of reporting they're into and what works for them and what doesn't. We were created to help women who are stuck in the middle, who are not reaching the top, who have tried doing reporting, but they're failing in some way. So guidance essentially, or mentorship essentially, could help them smoothen that congestion that they're facing in their career growth.
Other than its social media presence and the website, the coalition has also been producing a newsletter in the format of a magazine called Women in Journalism. It includes Q&As with female correspondents, grants, fellowships, and other opportunities available, as well as research. For example, the network recently published some findings about the types of discrimination faced by early career women journalists in newsrooms. Next, the organization is aiming to launch an advocacy part to raise awareness of the issues faced by women journalists, as well as start a new column called Ask Laura to answer questions such as, why don't female reporters ask for help, and how can we encourage an environment where this becomes regular practice? Another goal is to secure some funding, whether through individual donations or grants, as at the moment, both staff and mentors are working voluntarily.
There's something very alarming going on right now. Women in journalism, they dominate journalism right now. There are more women journalists who are graduating from universities, and there are more women journalists who are working in newsrooms as editorial staff. There are more women journalists who are freelancing, covering different, like, diversity of issues around the world, from health and development to war zones and environment and climate change and race and all kinds of issues. You see more women journalists working in the field, but you don't see women journalists getting the same number of awards, getting recognized for their work, getting into senior managerial positions in newsrooms. If you look at the Pulitzers, we did a survey and we looked at certain awards, and the Robert Capa Award, for example, there are 10 in the last decade, 10 male correspondents got the Robert Capa, and one woman correspondent got the Robert Capa. It's 1 in 10. So why are the women not getting on the top? It's because traditionally, women have been doing it alone, and women do need an infrastructure, a systematic system that helps them, guide them through their careers. So in both ways, from when it comes to giving mentorship, offering mentorship, you know, offering your expertise to other colleagues, that is as important as speaking and asking for help, you know, from other colleagues. I think it's very important. Unless we really, really thrive in this culture of helping and seeking help from our colleagues, I don't think that we can fight the numbers. The reason that women are not on the top is not because there are not enough women or that the women are not talented enough. The reason is purely that women need to help each other. And that is why we were formed, and that is what we are trying to do, and that is what we would like to get as much support from everyone in the industry.
That's all for this week. If you have been a mentor, or if you've sought guidance from a fellow journalist at some point in your career, we'd love to hear about your experience on Twitter @journalismnews. Thanks for listening to this week's journalism.co.uk podcast.